welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 26. Dynamite.
Oh, dos, seis.
That sounded like you just took a shit.
Well, he's done.
I said, dude.
He's wearing a diaper right now. So.
Are they?
An adult diaper.
And so I'm Brian Kluger. I am with Adam Conway.
Yes, sir.
Gwen Reyes.
Hi, hi.
And Gotti O'Connor.
Hello.
Hello.
The last couple weeks we've been pitching stories for movie festivals, music festivals, and we're going to top it off with our trio of pitching stuff. We're going to pitch our own television network.
Dirty, it's all hell.
You guys' minds are always in the gutter.
So you should let us.
It's one of those pitching.
You should never let us sit next to each other. It's just dirty filth.
Dirty, filth, foreign,
dynamite.
So we're going to pitch our own TV network. If you had the option to create your own TV network or movie network, what would you show on it? What kind of programming would you show? Gotti, since you have to leave in approximately 9 minutes, please give me a short, short version of what your TV network would be.
My TV network is going to be in a group of people that have been ousted or fired, or their shows have been ended prior to when they should have been. So these are shows, because I don't want to do new content. I think new content, leave that to the creative site.
I want to try to do something like this, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's possibly where I got the idea.
Was like the name of the.
That's sort of my idea. Shows like Terriers that we brought up in another
Freaks
conversation.
Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks. I want to
Firefly.
See, exactly. Shows that should have gotten longer lives.
Wonderful.
So you would put a, give them back another season?
I would give them another season, as well as like replay that season. Like part of the build up would be to give them time to come up with a creativity, or if they need to replace actors, we'll show your season, and you have that time while we show it to come up with the second season. Even
Carnival,
exactly. Yeah. Shows that just were too brilliant, maybe, for people to
Deadwood.
Get a hold of.
John from Cincinnati.
You can all come up with like 10 on your own. That's the brilliance of the network.
So you would do that, so it would be 24/7?
It would be 24/7.
Pay cable?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like a subscription?
Yeah, but not like HBO. We're not going to be a premium channel.
Oh, okay. So it'd be like FX or AMC?
Yeah, something that's more accessible to everyone. Because everyone needs to see these shows either again or...
So would you show the original show too?
Yes.
Would you have an on-demand service?
Yeah, sort of, kind of like where you could catch up the whole season if you wanted, or seasons, because we'd have, if you're three seasons or lower, like if you had three seasons, you should have had a fourth.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
there should be like a user or a fan user
write-ins
where they, get to vote on which ones actually get to be remade.
So is this just TV shows all the time?
TV shows, and then possibly, I love the concept behind Talking Dead and having the people talk about the episodes right after. Mm-hmm. So we might have like those type of live interview style shows.
Yeah.
Maybe like on the bigger time slots, like 10 o'clock. But otherwise, it's all
TV
just
shows?
TV
24/7.
Shows.
What's the network called?
It's going to be called, well, I love that title, Brilliant and Canceled, but we'll just call it Should Have Been.
Should have been.
So the
should've
letters would be SBN. Should
have been, would have.
SBN?
So SBN could kiss my ass. But it would also, it would lead to write-ins. I want it to eventually get to the point where.
You want a lot of that fan, that user.
I want the fans and users to bring back shows that maybe we haven't thought of. Like, we'd start with our 10, and we'd have another 20 or so we want to get to. But we're looking for the fans to step in, like a Firefly, where maybe they already have.
There'd have to be like a time limit on it, though. Yeah. You couldn't bring somebody back from like the 90s.
And we'd also look into shows that may have not even reached a season.
The pilot element.
A pilot gets knocked off, or first episode. What would have happened if you'd given them a full
season? Well, I would like to see something also along these lines of shows that got canceled before there was like the ability to have the internet. So like Black Donnelly's in a way that you didn't get to see the whole season run on network, and to be able to have like, here's the only place that you can get the complete episodes of Reunion.
Oh, yeah. Or like Blood and Chrome.
So like things that didn't finish and that you can't easily get.
Clone High.
Yeah, you give the creative people a chance to end their series properly. And we'd even give some, like, maybe, like, anniversary time. Like, let's say Lost. we want to give you one real final fucking season, you sons of bitches.
Or an episode, at least. That's cool. I like it. Yeah. I'd invest in that. I'd watch it.
That's good.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good show, man. I like it. Variety of content. We'll start out by having old TV shows and movies shown from however far back to whoever present that's been released in the past. But there will always be a picture-in-picture video commentary with a talent talking about the movie live.
All commentary all the time.
Yeah. How awesome would that? I think that would be so much fun just to watch any movie with, like, let's say Captain Phillips, we had it on, and you'd have Tom Hanks and the director, Greengrass, talking about it live, you know? That would be really cool.
You'd have to have subtitle options on it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I think that would be cool. And then once we get more known, I would have people who, from wherever, would submit their pilot episodes for TV or short films or feature-length films, and we would showcase them on a four-hour block or something like that throughout the week of new content.
I like it.
And then what else we do? And then we'd showcase, on the weekends, behind-the-scenes making of movies and TV shows. Like, for a half hour, we'd have, like, a special effects one on a horror movie, how they did all the special effects or something like that. What do you think?
Yeah.
I really like that video commentary thing.
Yeah, no, I really like the video commentary a lot.
Because when I get a...
It's like pop-up video, but...
When I get a Blu-ray extra with video commentary, like on the Goonies or on Ghostbusters, it's so much fun.
And you had to be doing something like... And then you added to like a pop-up video thing that was like movie facts about the film.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
I know, because like FX did some of that with their like... rewind stuff, whatever you call it.
Yeah. And they interrupt in the middle, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. I don't like that.
With Dave.
And it's got to be the full... This can't be, like, the edited-for-TV bullshit. It's
no,
be,
yeah.
Like,
it's just the real stuff. It's pay cable, yeah. So, I mean, how awesome would it be, like, to have Big Lebowski on, and then for a fun thing, you'd have John Goodman and Jeffrey Lebowski in character doing commentary on that movie. Like, this time in our lives was really weird.
There was a time when IFC was still a little baby networkling.
Yeah.
They would do like Wednesday night commentary movies. And I remember catching Trainspotting as one. And it was like the commentary from the DVD.
Yeah. And like, even like if you had a movie 30 years ago and have them now talking about it, it'd be even better.
Yeah.
Oh man. Or like a Stand By Me video commentary with,
yeah,
the three guys that are remaining. That'd be really cool.
Be really cool.
Or have, the
Sandlots. Even have like reunions and stuff too.
Yeah.
Like have them do that and then have like a 30-minute conversation afterwards with the reunion.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Would y'all invest? Yeah.
Yes, I would. Here's my dollars. I want to start programming. I have
Sweet.
Ideas.
Sweet. All right. Who wants to go next? Gwen or Adam?
I can go next.
Gwen.
I think all of our networks are very, very similar. Because mine's going to be Movie Network. And I want it to be like a little film festival where you're getting opportunities to see stuff that is making the festival circuit. So it kind of works with the VOD model. And you buy your membership so you can have like the South by Southwest package. So it's very much like the DirecTV Sunday ticket, where you can just kind of like get your little things that you want or buy the whole thing. And it's premium like that. But what I love about it and what I really want to have is that the best part about a film festival to me is that commentary and Q&A session after the film ends. So you say you get to watch Only Lovers Left Alive on this new network. And right afterwards you get to have a private screen or for the network only Q&A session with the director.
That's cool.
And so I've worked out how you would actually ask the questions.
You could probably do
but it could be
a Twitter thing, and they could be a Twitter feed, and they could just like read it off there.
So very much like Talking Dead, or very much like Bravo, what to watch live or whatever, something like that, where it's just a little supplementary piece.
No,
and then it would
cool.
just repeat, and that's what I would like.
That would be awesome. I would love to do that.
It's very interesting. All of ours are very similar.
Take all the money.
All right,
Nicolas Cage?
I was thinking about Nick, all Nick Cage all the time. I have one funny one where it's going to be called the House Network, where you just show home renovation shows and move and shows
and
that have the name House in it. So it's House, so in Full House, and Little House in the Prairie, anything.
House 2.
Yeah. So I thought that would be a funny
Big Mama's thing. House.
Anything with the Hood House in it. But I think kind of a cool
the glass
concept.
House.
The Glass House, maybe not.
What was the Kevin Klein one? I Built a House.
Yeah.
Well, with Anakin?
Yeah.
Terrible. But yes, since it has the house in it, it can be shown on the House Network.
What about Home?
What about Home Alone?
House Alone.
Maybe make an exception if it's the House edition.
It's for Christmas.
Yeah. But I think a cool network would be kind of like the Recut Network, where you can resubmit or submit your, you know, kind of how like TV edits things for television. You can submit your own edits of movies and TV shows to play. So it's kind of like in an interactive network.
Kind of like the Shining trailer, which was like a romantic
or that
comedy.
Really crazy video company that used to just edit everything out for content and say, oh, this is the right true movie. There is nothing of a naughty nature in it.
That would be awesome because there's so many brilliant people on the internet.
Because it's so funny to watch like an R-rated movie that's edited for TV and try to hear all the crazy combinations of words.
That would be so funny too, to see all the different types. Like you get a copy of one that's edited for a plane.
Oh yeah.
Because the ones edited for planes are
hilarious.
But not only that, so you can hilarious. If you're talking about editing, you do like that one person who re-edited the Shining trailer for a romantic comedy. You can add different music to
exactly,
make
and then also
that
how
so good.
Like the and guy
have user
took
generated
out,
hour.
Took out Brad Pitt from Fight Club and showed how
no one would watch this movie at all. This would be like the worst nightmare.
It'd be
like a total April Fool's joke. Every day.
It'd be the most hilarious network to watch.
It would be. That would be pretty
yes.
good.
I think people would watch.
I would watch it. I would watch it.
I would.
You could edit out Jar Jar Binks out of all the
yeah. And now what? Topher Grace just really like
and add like Blade in there or something.
Topher Grace released his version of Close Encounters. You know that.
And we could get the original Star Wars back and like edit out Anakin, put the old man back like it should be.
And
replace the little Anakin Skywalker with like Idris Elba.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just have him be the little one. That'd be so good.
So good.
There's so many different things we can do, so yeah.
I like this. I like this a lot.
Recut, remix.
People will just add cats to everything. I feel
get
like
cats.
There'll be a cat hour.
It's like your NSYNC fanfiction become true.
Wait, there's no cats in my NSYNC fanfiction.
You can like show like where you can.
There's only Justin Timberlake in my NSYNC fanfiction.
And you can do like a redub, so you can have people like you know show where they're actually just saying lines over the
love
movie.
It.
Yeah,
yes, it sounds like fun.
Yeah. So yeah,
no one would watch this network. This network would go under in a month. If this
still
network
be a funny
even,
month,
if this even got
be
funding,
like the best thing
this
ever.
Network
yeah,
would never
I agree.
Be again.
Yeah. What is it called again?
I was going to say Recut Remixed.
Recut Remixed?
R&R.
R&R Network.
Recut Remixed for Play? I don't know.
R&R.
Triple R?
It's basically we could take our recasting sessions, which we'll get back to next week.
Yeah.
And like,
and
so we
can
shoot, really cut it. Yeah.
We can shoot.
It's about damn time.
I want my all black version of Lord of the Rings.
I want my all female version of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Reservoir Bitches.
Yeah.
Canal
right.
Bitches, what we would call it? Yeah. Okay.
Canal bitches.
So,
yeah. That was
I like it. Well, that is our Multimedia Men podcast, our 26th episode for this week. Please find us on Facebook and find us on Stitcher and on iTunes.
The Facebook.
Like us, subscribe to us, send us your fan mail. We'll read it on the air.
Let us know you're listening.
Our one listener, let us know you're listening.
Let us know.
Yeah,
please.
Send us a note.
Please.